Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Wednesday, July 16th, 2025. And hell, it feels like it. Like, what now? What are we? We're already past that. Yeah, we're way past. I was going to say we're halfway through the end of the year, but we're already past that.
Damn. Oh, yeah, we did pass it.
Damn.
You know, I'm sitting on vacation. It still flies by just as quick as it does when you're working. This is why, to me, it does at least.
Depends on with your day. Like, you know, only part of my. We had more than a week off, and we had the Friday before, and then you figure in the weekends, too. It's a long time off. But if you're off, meaning don't have to go to work, because many of you are off, like, in the head, and that's why we love you.
He's a little off.
He's a character. Elevator. Don't go all the way up to the light bulb.
God, you know, I've never heard of fella. Sick in the head.
Sick in the head. Well, we never have a society figured out what we're going to call people who have... You know, situation. I see it right, even now, 2025. I don't know what to even call it. You know, when they a little off in the head. Yeah, but then again, like,
aren't we all?
Well, yes, it's exactly what I was going to say. Like, you know, with the various spectrums and such as, like, I'm on it for sure.
Yeah, we paid to find out.
On the spectrum. Well, you did.
Yep, $25 they came and got me for.
I thought it was part of the.
They came and got you for that.
Thought it was part of my internet package, but no.
I emailed them. I'm like, what is this? Like, I'm going to test once a month to see if I'm still on the spectrum or if I moved.
Yeah, well, see, there's another spiral
what
off conversation.
What if you fall off the spectrum? That's
forgotten. Like, what
sad.
If you were barely on it or whatever? Yeah, I guarantee you they recheck it in some way just to see, like, because you ever see that? I don't know if it was a documentary or just a movie, The World According to Garp. Mm-hmm. Yes, you ever see that movie?
I didn't even heard of it.
Paige, what would you describe that movie as about? Because I watched it as a small child on child on HBO, and
Wayne and Garp.
I went back and watched it as an adult, and it was
bizarre.
Yeah, very.
That's all I can say.
Like, what does the internet say that movie's about? I figure that's what you're
Googling. The protagonist, what was his journey?
It was weird, and it's almost like today. And I
can't believe I don't know it.
I think I've said it before. Like, I don't know that they could or would or could make Forrest Gump now. Like, they could because they could, but they would have to tell the audience what exactly is up with Forrest.
Yeah, they got to explain the possible plot holes. That, like, doesn't this kid have AIDS?
Did he have polio, too, at one time?
Yeah, like, what were the leg braces?
Yeah.
I don't know if it was polio or if it was just...
Was Bubba always dipping?
Yeah, why did he have his lip out?
Because like, I mean, it wasn't like that in real life.
No, the actor is not. Michael Ty Williamson is not like that.
Like, did they say, "Hey, we need you that like you got to dip in, and you're kind of like a combination of like Goofy from Mickey Mouse, and then also a little Gomer Pyle."
Be black, yeah. Gomer Goofy, if you can pull that off.
With a dip in.
Now, all I remember is, you know, kind of the basis of the story that he was raised by his mom. But I'm looking at...
But what would you, if you said, what's up with the child? I don't know how you would describe it. It was just some kind of, you know...
Now you would have to pretty much just say it and take a chance on...
I know, and like I know what my go-to word is for that, but it's just, it's frowned upon. And I, and it's not maybe the one you're thinking, actually.
Oh, okay.
It's just the story of an illegitimate son raised by a feminist.
A bastard.
Who has a child with a pilot who's dying.
It kind of sounds like part of Pearl Harbor.
And his movie. Story throughout his life.
But he was a little off in the head.
Yeah, yes.
Oh, okay.
So, Williams.
The word, and I will say it now because I don't want people to think it was another word, was slow. As a child, all the way up through high school and college.
But probably. Was it obvious, like Arnie from Gilbert Grape? Obvious.
See, but that's the. But then you have some that are like Rain Man, that are like savants or whatever. That may be offensive now, but like you're brilliant on some parts of the spectrum. Others, you're dull.
Yeah, like he could count cards, but he couldn't, you know, mack on women.
Right.
Like she had to force herself on him to get a kiss.
Yeah. He's an excellent driver, though.
God, is the mild form of this is what people call book smart and no common sense?
That, or but then you talk about the other side of that, the other smart, where it's like it's not tool smart, but it's like a person who can build an engine into. And I'm not talking about anybody specific. Let me say not engine. You can. It's exciting. If I say you taking stuff apart and putting it back together, people will say, "Oh, they're tweaking." It's not that. It's somebody who knows through passing down of information from their daddy and their grandpa how to work on cars or HVAC stuff, but literally can't file their simple taxes on their own or maybe balance a checkbook or whatever.
They can do the simple stuff like the mechanical brain or whatever.
Yeah. And then I'm the opposite of that. I can balance a checkbook. I can't do crap with tools. I mean, pressure washer I can work real well with.
You blow the shoes out.
I blow shoes out with pressure washer.
I know somebody.
Real leather, too.
I know somebody who can hear music and play it. So is that a form of autism?
Yeah, I mean, in a good... Not that there's good and bad, but like it's a... It's some kind of like talent.
I don't even know what the word means, to be honest with you.
Savant?
That one, but autism is used... So
it's,
much.
Yeah, but it's
loose.
I can't remember what this documentary was called, but I watched one that was talking about, and it did it in the, you know, one of those tones where it's really trying to make you think they're smarter than you, but they're trying to teach you a lesson. But they make a good point in saying, why were none of our parents ever diagnosed with ADHD or OCD or anxiety and blah, blah, blah? And then it just leads you down this path to big pharma and drug companies and doctors telling you
especially
have it.
Now.
And, but then again, that's just, could that be just the evolution of learning science and the medicines needed for our bodies? Because, I mean, I certainly think I have some form of chemical imbalance. I don't know which chemical it is. That's the problem. I don't know if I got too much or too less serotonin, something
chlorine.
Ain't right. Chlorine. I don't know. I've been in a lot of pools, Paige.
Yeah, man. Why can't that be acutely diagnosed in the you know, technology that we're in?
And you know, like even with, I always have to think before I say it because I want to say Asperger's, but it's Asperger's. Asperger's.
It's not Asperger's.
No, and I think most people with they're saying Asperger's, which is oddly what they're serving today at summer school, kids. So get ready.
If you're in summer
school, that's another reason you don't want to have to eat lunch at summer
school. Remember
Asperger's today?
When we had Mr.
Skin. Yesterday's Asperger's, too. Ew, don't tell them.
You remember when we had Mr. Skin on back in the day so we can keep the password?
Uh-huh.
That was his new term for a nude scene where, you know, the chick was, you only saw her from the back, but he said you'd see a little bit of back burger if you look.
Back burger.
That was his favorite word besides making his mom's skin turn.
Oh, man. Oh, skin turn. God.
It was fun, but I'm like, we're doing this for a password.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much.
Whatever happened to that?
Well, they took it away, but, you know, porn had blown up at that point.
Yeah, so. Then you can just
Google
it for
image
free.
Search became a thing.
Right. I don't need it.
We're going to miss the Anatomy Awards they used to come on and do.
Oh, yeah. How many people, how many nude scenes?
Wonder what, like. That's probably part. Somebody is violent in that bathroom.
I'm
in
telling
there,
you, man.
Like, they're going in there with a purpose, or they're leaving with one. Like, I can't figure out what it is, but there's that. It's not really a slammable door, is it? Uh-uh. It's one of them where it's like.
I think the person's got so much energy that they just, like, you know. I don't know if the dump gave them that energy or.
Yeah, I can't tell if it's an entering slam or leaving slam. I've left some in that manner before, but usually if I'm going in that manner, it's I got to hurry up.
You think that's the ladies or you're hearing it from the men?
There ain't no way. That's ladies for sure.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome. Hopefully it's not diarrhea. It's very uncomfortable.
You know, I don't want to speak for Fat Boy or the other four men in this building right now, but
the other
if
boy?
You need to go to the men's room, I'm fine with it. If
okay,
somebody
thank
went
you.
There and dropped God. A big old, you know, set of chocolate soldiers off at the
I
border.
I wish we had co-ed bathrooms.
No, you don't.
Oh, yeah, I do. That'd be so much fun to have a lady trapped in there and then you got two of us blowing it up.
Listen,
she
that's
can't
another
leave.
Thing. That's
worse.
Like when certain.
Oh, I accept the challenge.
That's where you get
bring
like,
it on.
Oh, certain ethnicities must have big dinglings. You know what? Dudes. I know, I've known and been around many a women who could, if it was a contest, would whip your ass in a crap-taking contest.
I'll never forget the woman in this town that's very famous for stinking up a bathroom.
You leave Carol Goldsmith out of this.
No,
it wasn't her at all.
No, she's so sweet and pretty.
It wasn't her.
I will give it up to whoever would come in here, and you know what? If you best me, then that's cool.
Yeah.
I will relinquish my title. You can be the stink pickle champion.
I'm going to have to start eating pickle. In the morning just to compete.
You better load up on some Bunker Hill.
Eat past 8 p.m.
No, I cannot.
It will do it.
I'll
you
do
shouldn't,
it.
But it'll oh. And you know what? If you think, oh, man, I might oversleep the next day, go in there and eat something at like 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Okay, I'll prepare.
I don't know. At my age, a dump will wake me up. It sure will.
Now, is it the force? Is it the smell? Is it a combination?
I think it's all of the above.
It's the. I think it's the inner body, meaning like, you know, you're asleep, but your inner body's reminding you to breathe.
Is that when you're rocking to get a poo out?
No. I've never had that issue. Thank God. I've had the opposite of suffered with diarrhea now for my 49th year.
Oh, boy.
But I get more of the... This is a fun conversation to have right now. I think what it is.
It's nice working with you all.
Like, when every once in a while, a fart will wake you up, like your own. Now, certainly if it's somebody else in the bed, that will wake you up. But your own sometimes will wake you up just because of the sound, or maybe it maybe spread your legs a little bit or something.
Wow.
Just woke you up a little bit.
Blew the covers off.
And so you're kind of half awake. Because there's something I think is going to push it out. It might be the pressure of the gas, but then even that one's going to be like an old haunted house door. Where it's like an old horn. It's not going to come out with the slamming of that door, for
right.
instance.
Right, that's painful burning gas.
Yeah.
It is a little odd the way
but
it's
I think the inner body's telling you, hey,
yeah.
don't push this too hard because it's going to pull something with it and you got to get up and half wake up and go to the bathroom.
But you like the thing that wakes you up to so you're not messing everywhere, you know.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Whatever that inner it's your inner voice saying, wake up, you're about to S your B bed.
It's a little odd that it's thrown into commercials now more than like it never was before, but now it's like, do you fart at night? Does your partner fart? I'm like, and these are like TV commercials. The same commercials where the chick shaving her bikini region.
Yeah.
And they show it growing out to the sides. I'm like, this is network TV, and I'm looking at a chick's
But why? But see, that's one of those conditioning things too. Of like, why is, dare I say the word, pubic hair? why is that? I mean, I get it because it's close to the stuff. But like armpit hair. Now, if I do see a woman with armpit hair, I call
it
me Judy because I pass judgment. I do. I do.
I definitely noticed.
You like it?
No. But it's just preference. It's not a hate. It's just preference kind of thing. Like, I'm not attracted to women who have hand tattoos. My daughter has two.
Oh, that's
she
good.
Didn't have three. She had three hands of it.
Was that what did it, though?
No. I just...
Because I know you don't want to date someone the same age as your daughter. I didn't know if the hand tattoo was...
Well, certainly no. It was prior to even that. It's just... I don't know. It's good for you if you have it, you know. Facial tattoos for women, I couldn't do that. Even too far up the neck. But it's just a preference thing. It doesn't mean that I don't like you.
What about in the cleavage? Is that...
Is it a dagger with a heart?
That's kind of cool.
I was going to say, like...
I'm working on it, fat boy.
I feel as though if you put a tattoo about or around the breast, it's almost like a distraction. Like, don't look. I've got one nipple that's an innard.
Well, what if I have circles around my nipples? Like, you know, you should. Maybe some little leaves or something around there.
Oh, I've seen that.
Just don't go for it. Don't work for me. It's going to be a no for me. I'm sorry. It's going to be a no.
Damn it.
It's going to be a no for me.
It's a little distracting.
Why did I do that?
Right? It just is. And I think, like, a woman's body is like, you know, whoa. I mean, it's awesome. Like, that's some accoutrements I don't think are always needed.
My fear is if one side's fading more than the other and you're lopsided. Well, you should get them both done at once, right?
Yeah. Instead of,
oh, that'd be too much.
We'll go back 10 years later and get the other one done.
Can you imagine? Two cartons of cigarettes that artist would have to smoke that day.
Sounds so painful.
Would you get a pink octopus tattoo?
Sure. Where should I get that done?
It's on the back.
Oh, pointing down.
And I've seen a chick that's
got... It'd be weird if it's pointing up, Paige.
She's got spider webs on her boobs, like where the nipples are. That's kind of interesting.
And also, like, the thought of a girl saying, hey, do you like pierced nipples? It'd be like, yeah, for you.
I like that.
But if she takes her shirt off and has got a chain connected to them, I'm just going to be like...
What about the occult sign around my belly button?
No!
Does that turn you on?
No!
Well, like a Batista tattoo? You got a sign around your belly button?
Like, with like the...
Going D-style on a girl and look down and see Baphomet looking up at me?
In this moment sign pointing down to my genitalia. That's hot.
No. If the font is like that of affliction wear...
Send me down below.
You can't have too... Well, you could have too many... As a female.
Good text. I don't mind arm tattoos on a girl. It's just the hand. I don't know what it is. And again, my sweet daughter has them, but I don't know.
Well, that seems painful. That's a lot of bone right there.
Yeah.
Well, she's got thug life on her knuckles as well.
I knew it.
She does.
She doesn't have a game over?
Like, no.
What?
She doesn't have one of those cool tattoos that looks like it says live one day and evil the other way.
Oh, Lord.
One of those cool ones.
That's a really cool one.
Fear no evil. That was P1 Moose that had the game over tattoo on his knuckles.
Game over.
From Greenwood, yeah. Oh. And he had the Triple H tattoo. And
yeah, he had Stone Cold on his leg.
Yeah. Bunch of tattoos. Bunch of wrestling tattoos.
There's a couple people my face on their body.
Yeah.
And I don't mean like the imprint of
he's
it.
He's got a tramp stamp that says nope.
And it's when you were of a certain weight, so they got to go back and
like,
they got to fix that.
Can they wipe around the face a little bit?
Oh, boy.
They shrink it up a little.
Yeah.
You could get permanent hair instead of growing a beard if you can't. That'd be cool.
Now, if they grew the back hair out and then got my face tattooed around it and then shaved the beard into the back hair. God, that's awesome. A super fan right there.
Beard it up.
I'll give you my Disney Plus password.
Right. So I get asked all the time for tattoo recommendations for artists. I don't know. I don't know what to tell
people. Sketch it out and see what you want.
I know. So you holler at me. I'll tell you. I'll tell you and them where to go. And it won't be to hell or somewhere else.
Yours is easy.
I'll be a real place.
Not Ryder.
It's like, I don't even know who does them now. Like, what time you got? Like, you want a tattoo before 3 o'clock? I don't know if anybody can help
it
you.
It does screw with our schedule because, like, if I, you know, and I've got actually, the reason I know is where I'm going to be going soon. But I've got to add some... It's weird. I've got to add three different pieces, and two of them are real happy and one sad. And I can't figure out, like, all right, there's sad on this arm.
Yeah.
And then on this side, it's not so much sad until I turn over and realize that I have the Mother of Christ, a.k.a. Mary, on this arm. And then I'm like, well, where am I going to – and then I got my daughter's name here. So it's like I got to equal out the
– So that arm's full. Pretty much, the right one.
I mean, I don't want, because I'm really, I'm going to be honest to God to you and just tell you I'm a pussy. I don't want to get them too close to my, as my granny would say, my risk. I don't want to get it near my risk because I feel like I'd bleed out something. I don't want to go that too far. Plus, I don't want to like cover it up with a watch.
I thought you were going to get like grandkid portraits on the back.
Well, not portraits, but not on the back either.
Each shoulder.
No one needs to see my back ever. I mean, it's not hairy or bad, but like I
muscular.
That's your. I'm weird with tattoos. Like this one, real quick, the one on my right is written for no one else to read but me. Like it's not written as a presentation piece. It's for me to look at it and remind
me. His passwords
me.
On there.
Oh, I mean, that's not a bad idea because he does forget them. His work password, at least.
Why is Matt wearing them Jeff Hardy armbands? He's hiding his passwords. okay. Best damn audio today, and I'm going to tell you, I a lot of times come in here already thinking Fat Boy's just going to kill it today. I don't know what he has, but I've got some barn burner humdinger god almighty funny things.
I need to laugh today.
I don't usually like doing funny kid audio, but I couldn't help it. I got a funny kid audio.
Oh, man, me too.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
I don't know if it's because the accent of the kid or what the story she tells.
Just funny.
Yeah, so it's funny.
Right, I'm going to get ready
kids
to laugh.
Kids have always been funny, but because of ABC and AFV and Alfonso and everyone, we've only thought kids could be funny by coughing and sneezing and big snot coming out or hitting dad in the nuts with a ball bat.
I like it when they don't realize what they're saying.
When they accidentally fart or they cuss accidentally and stuff.
That's the redneck best. Kids are the best.
That's so awesome. And you're going to hear some of that today,
yay.
Paige.
Oh, I'm
the
excited.
The best damn audio.
Damn.
That'll be coming up a little after 8 o'clock. And also, real quick, because this is, I think, really freaking awesome. I had therapy yesterday, and I was telling my therapist afterwards about the AI call where the woman found out her husband.
And she should have listened.
Cheating. She can't. She says it ethically she shouldn't. You know, and I get that. It makes sense. Because she's drawing off me off the radio and not me as a person.
Yeah, I got some heat off that because people were calling me a prude.
Well, they misspelled prune is what they did.
Prune.
But
catching some hail.
Did.
She said, I don't want to listen to it, but I have a friend within this industry that does listen to your show. And I'm like, what?
She said,
don't even think about it. I was like, I wasn't going to try to go to her as a therapist because she's not necessarily the stuff I do. But anyway, we have a legitimate upstate therapist who is going to tell us their thoughts on, is it really cheating if your husband or wife or whatever is talking to AI sexy and blah, blah, blah?
Well, this would be good because everybody was on the fence for the most part.
Yeah. Yeah.
Split down the middle.
So that should be something interesting. All right. I'll give you the phone numbers later. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Oh, my gosh. So if you're not making it on a dating app, like you're not finding the right person, we may have the perfect app for you. It's called, are you ready for this? Single Writers.
Oh, that's good.
I'll tell you all about it next in your Rise Guys headlines. Get ready. This could be your dream come true.
Oh, my God. Literary artist. Get ready.
Kind of leads you to think one thing. But
well, I mean, I can't tell how she spelled writers. You know, was it with a W? Was it with an R?
You spell it with a Y like the condoms back in the day. The cheaper version in the coin machine.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. I see the logo and everything. Oof. What's up, Bijou Theater? Good morning, everybody.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com. Everything you need.
This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy.
Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello.
Our headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric.
We should do a bit one day, Fatboy, where we turn on the news and don't say what, not your news page, but like the news that's on in the background TV, and we just sit here and make comments and
come up
with a prize for those and call and figure out what news story we're talking about.
You know, I bet we could test one now. Go ahead and dump them there. It's a breeding ground for mosquitoes anyway, so, and it's an eyesore.
Or one would might have said, oh, big deal. They got a whole month in a 4-star hotel. Paige, you were saying?
Oh, boy. I can't even begin.
The news riles you up.
It's supposed to. Well, I mean, it's why the fourth hour of these talk shows that always go political are now selling you things. Live, literally, they're QVC in the last hour of these shows now. Just to rile you up and get that pinch off and say, what's going to make me feel good? I'm going to buy something.
That's why I bought a Flo-Bee, because of Bill Frady.
Yeah.
I said, buy a Flo-Bee.
What's Flo-Bee?
Who's Bill Frady?
Oh, okay.
Hang on now. Like I'm at a press conference.
All right. So I did tease something that you may get excited about. Single riders. So dating apps aren't working for you. Well, think again. This one may be changing your life.
I just thought about this. I rethought about it.
Yeah.
It's probably not what I think it is.
I wish John Steinbeck had lived to be able to find that special someone.
His brother Terry did.
What bad. Is this just for Rough Riders? Because I know the anthem word by word.
It's not. When I saw that, I was thinking of something different. Maybe cowboys and cowgirls that like to ride rough.
I like cowgirls ride reverse.
All right. So there's a guy in Orlando. He's launching an app called Rough Riders, and he's hoping to get the beta version up soon, later this year. So what is this all about? Why do we need to have Rough Riders? And how come people...
Stop!
How come people can't get along on other dating apps? What's the problem out there? I mean, I don't even know where to start. I just feel like, you know...
I don't know.
If there was an app, I'd get all the serial killers in one place, so I don't want to do that.
But down deep, as a white woman, you want that?
Serial killers? No.
You do.
Nah, it's too hard.
You like the docs.
You love the docs. You want your short-term experience with it, at least. You want to...
Oh, thank God.
Instead of America's Next Top Model, it'd be America's Next Serial Killer Bachelor.
I thought you were going to say bottom model.
The Bloody Bachelor.
The Bloody Bachelor.
The Soggy Bottom Boys.
I would probably watch that, for sure.
I need to take your butcher knife. You've been...
Let me go... Swipe on a serial killer. See, that just sounds so bad.
Well, so I got a friend that's an author. Her name's Ashley Burton. She writes a bunch of great stuff.
Hi, Ashley.
But it's like...
She related to LeVar?
They're cousins.
Good answer.
Via her husband, Tony. But like she'll write a bunch of like dark romance, and it sells like crazy.
Ooh,
really?
Dark
People
romance.
Love that stuff. Like,
I love
you know,
it.
Some, she gets in all kinds of stuff in these
dark
books.
Romance, meaning like that 50 Shades of Grey kind of BDSM stuff?
Or stuff like that to like a...
And it ends with murder?
Some of them, yeah, like a different extreme of it, but you know, people love
it. Is she a female serial killer? Because that's really hot.
Well, she writes all kind of different stuff. I think she's got one of those.
I love equality.
I do.
It's hard for me to get through a book without, you know, rifling one off, so yeah. I got to pace myself.
Yeah. He's only made it through... Okay. Freaking First Leviticus.
I can't keep up with the whole volume.
Back to my story. This guy goes by Joe the Bearded Nerd on social media. And he decided to come up with this idea 2 years ago. After he got stood up on a date and went to a bar at Disney World to get drunk. So what is his idea? He wants Disney adults to get their own dating app.
You know
what's the writers then? I thought that was part of the.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be part of the title, like a part of the deal.
Like you, I guess he's trying to not get Disney lawyers on him.
So he's been asking people for features they'd want on this app, and one suggestion was a way to see if other single writers are at the park. You know, writing.
If you were a seven dwarf, which one would you be?
Do you bound? When do you bound? Which lounge flies do you have?
I'm kind of timid. Often I'm called an introvert, but sometimes an extrovert, so I guess you'd call me bashful.
Do you want to go to Farts together? Where's your favorite place in Epcot?
Am I really going to get a lot of guys if I say my favorite place is to see Tinkerbell and I go to Cinderella's castle? I mean, they'd be like, okay, you're weird.
Do you like Dole Whip or do you like Mickey bars?
If It's a Small World After All was real life and some kind of
I want to meet my husband there.
Tidal wave knocked that boat over. Which country do you hope you land on? That's a starter question for the
app. But see,
app.
If it's a small world, that's where people with micro penises go, and it's kind of okay.
You know, you mentioned the
shout out to my grandsons.
You mentioned the Leviticus comment. I tried to troll a.
There's only one book. Somebody's already texted me. There's only one Leviticus. I was like, you know what? Good for you.
Good for you. I tried
using the Bible to be a dickhead.
I tried to troll a preacher on TikTok, and he was respectful about it, but he knew his stuff because I mentioned, let's talk about Ezekiel 23:20. He's like, nope, not doing it. I know what's in there. We're not going to talk about it.
I have that shirt.
Look at you.
Dang it.
Look at you trying to make people upset.
I'm trying to fool him into reading it. He's like, nope. He knew his stuff.
He did.
He said, I know that refers to genitalia.
The emissions of a donkey.
Various parts of that nature is what he said. It's like, dang, you really read it.
So, honestly, I don't know what the top Disney pickup lines are there if you're going to meet somebody.
Oh, Lord, I wish you'd give me a little time to think.
I'm sorry.
It's probably grab my ears or something like that.
I mean, if you got me at the Magic Kingdom, that would be kind of fun.
Oh, Cinderella's castle.
Take off your pants. Let me see your garsh.
Park hopper.
You
get a fast pass to that ass.
There you go, to the fast pass. I got your light.
Space Mountain.
Here.
I mean, that's already been done.
I remember Goofy grabbed my boob, so that's not going to happen.
Jesus, he must have huge hands.
His hands are. I mean, they are like big old hands.
Gloves.
Huge white gloves.
Your garsh.
Garsh. Can I see your garsh?
Yeah, he was so big.
I like those two Epcot centers on your shirt.
Hey, I wasn't this big. I was little. I was 16.
Oh, great, Paige.
They're probably still huge.
Well,
probably perky at that point.
What's your last name?
I didn't lose my perk.
That's what I always wondered. If they're always big, like they're not perky, right? Or are they real? It's only real ones. Fake ones we know are perky. But can you have big and perk together?
I don't know what you mean. I mean, it's not like I'm...
Like, if they're always big, are they always going to be hangers? I guess is... I don't know how else to...
I give you a good example. There was a guy at Myrtle Beach that... I think it was a coconut tree, but he's in Ocean Lakes. And the tree was still living, but it quit... growing coconuts.
I got you. So that's
and
what
the branches of the tree still hung down to the ground, yet there were no coconuts growing on it because they had just been used to hanging down that low.
Yeah, you could have rocks and socks, or you can do, you know, your chest presses and weightlift, and that really helps keep your perkiness going.
Yeah.
What do you think, if you got big ones, like what's the prime age of having like, you saying these are like perfect? Like early 20s, mid 20s?
Probably.
Whatever old she is right
before
now.
Before you have children, obviously, because breastfeeding kind of. Because
I want to see this girl, and I want to say to her, like, you used to have, like, monster jugs, and now they're not, and that's fine, that's cool.
And even
but, like,
when
I wonder
have,
if you miss them.
Even when you have.
Dude, when you say monster jugs, I think about Jeremy Clements dressed as Frankenstein.
Oh, I am monster jug.
But even when you have fake boobs, you still have stretch marks.
I want to win your race.
That skin isn't used to stretching over that. Oh,
and yeah, I don't get that too. Like, if you never had anything, mm-hmm. can you get implants?
But at the same time, like when a woman has a baby, she'll be like, that belly's like, God almighty, how does that happen? That baby's not that big, but then she will, the baby comes out and then it tones back up. So I think boobies are the same way. It's like Paige saying with the chest and stuff, yeah. it just tones it up. Now, there's no hope for mine. Mine's burnt.
I need
a
do it.
Hooter doctor. Don't
I look great if I'm hanging upside down.
Okay.
It's the only way I have pecs. Thank you, Paige.
You're welcome.
Fat boy who has pecs, clearly.
Bunch of pictures.
He
a
used
bunch
to
of them.
Be. Like
he has pec pictures.
The prime athlete in school, I heard.
Pec pics.
He was the only athlete with Amazon Prime.
He had a running record.
I was the only athlete with the Prime Sirloin.
There you go. There's some way it's going to work.
Steak buffet.
Anything in sports?
Yeah, the Teddy Bridgewater situation is kind of getting big. We'll talk about that. Good coach or gone too far? Ooh. Too good of a coach. Some people are saying, hey, we can't compete with this. Mm. This is not fair. Well, guess what, buddy? Life ain't fair.
So is college football?
Nah, Teddy went, but he retired and went back to coach high school.
Oh, okay. I thought it was two different stories.
So we're talking about high school in Florida.
Okay.
We'll tell you what Teddy did. He got suspended for doing this.
You know what would have been awesome? Do you remember who left their big ways of making money to decide to become a middle school aged football coach? And he did it for no pay. And I can only imagine, which is a horrible song. I can only imagine if I walked out on that football field and the coach turned around and say, you getting ready to have some hard times, baby, because I'm your football coach.
Because
he coached Cody.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Like a position coach?
Yes. He walked. No, I think he was the head coach.
Oh, the head coach.
I'll look it up.
Do you know if Cody ever fake wrestled in high school?
Fake wrestled?
That's where the fake stuff is.
I don't know. I don't remember. I think of Reed only, you know?
Rest yeah, he was doing that. Brock, of course, Shelton, all those we know.
Yeah. Benjamin Shelton?
Yep.
All right. Whatever Fatboy promoted a minute ago, we're going to do it next. Good morning,
everybody.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise
Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles.
Brought to you by Bojangles.
Almost said the wrong restaurant.
You better not.
Almost said what I wanted for lunch.
Kick your dirty ass.
Put that on a shirt, please.
Yeah.
It's not a good today in sports history, but I will tell you real quick. The All-Star game was last night.
Oh, Lord. God, man. I have changed.
Damn.
I've changed. That used to be like, in front of the TV, just watching.
You excited about that?
Yeah, man.
I remember the All-Star game for Baltimore that year where Randy Johnson almost killed John Crook.
Oh, God, yes. That was a big deal.
Well, get this. It ended in a tie, 6-6. So, somebody's got to win, right?
Yeah.
They had a swing off, and the National League won 4-3.
What does that mean?
Like in penalty kicks in soccer, they just hit home runs.
Wow, that's fun.
Who's pitching?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how they got around that. Because Cal Raleigh, his dad was pitching him when he won the Derby, so.
Yeah. He's kind of a goofy looking guy. He does. I'm glad. Like all athletes, all of them are starting to get this weird kind of Russian look to them. You know what I mean by that?
Yeah.
Like, they're getting like big old necks, broad shoulders, big tall foreheads. And I'm not saying all Russians look like that, but in 80s movies they did.
Yeah, it doesn't say who pitched, but it says three players from each team gets three swings each.
My God. I
they're saying it was kind of cool.
I've never heard of that before ever.
It was the first year they ever did it.
A swing off?
Yeah.
I hope John Anderson was there to be able to see it happen.
God, he should have been pitching. Where are you going to throw this?
Where's Charlene Johnson?
Teddy Bridgewater. Teddy Two Gloves. Interesting when he came out of Louisville because he was kind of in the position where he was decent at Louisville. Somebody's got to draft him. Minnesota drafted him. You tell they really didn't want him. He kind of bounced around. He was a Panther for a little bit.
God, he was, yeah.
But he made some money and left. So he went to Miami Northwestern High School to coach. They did win a state championship, but he's in trouble. He got suspended for impermissible benefits. Now, he was covering this stuff out of his pocket, so he went to social media to ask parents if they wanted to contribute. What exactly was he buying?
Oh, man. See, that's...
He was taking care of his boys. That's what he was damn sure doing.
Yeah, but if you're somebody who... I mean, he's set, right? So why would you do that? Do like all the other people do. Start your own charity and do it.
He was paying $700 a week for Uber rides for players.
Oh, my God.
$2,200 a week for on pregame meals. 1300.
Good Lord, we went to Hardee's, which was fine.
We got they cooked for us, the cafeteria lady. It was good, too.
Mm.
$1,300 a week in recovery services. I mean, we got taped up before games. Which was it.
Yeah, we had taped up. We had the stuff that sprayed the pantyhose to your leg so the tape wouldn't stick to your hair.
That brown, whatever it was.
Whatever kinda. That flesh-looking stuff was. It was...
So he posted on social media asking if people wanted to help, and that's when other teams were like, hang on now, this ain't fair. We're not doing this. Why does he get to cover this? So he said, you know what? I'll coach from the stands if I have to. Suspend me. I don't give a F.
He said the word?
No. I kind of threw it in for dramatic reenactment. But as far as I know, they're going to look into it. He says there's no investigation going on other than paperwork.
But, I mean –
But they going to tell him, hey, don't spend money on your players anymore?
I would think it'd be worse if he kept it for himself, but he's helping them.
Because in some states, kneel for high school is illegal. I think South Carolina is one of those states. Yeah. I'm pretty sure South Carolina is one of those states. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong. Because
You're wrong. Okay.
Well, this is record time.
Definitely not California, because old Doohickey, he had football cards starting in like his sophomore year of high school. Juju Lewis. Not Juju Lewis.
Oh, Watkins?
No, that's a lady.
Juju. You talking about
the quarterback. I think he's still in college, but he's had like football cards for like 5 years, ever since he was in high school.
I think it's Juju Smith-Schuster, but
that might be who I'm thinking of.
USC? Wide receiver?
I don't know. This is a quarterback. I'm thinking of Juju Williams. There's a lot of Jews now. Whoa! I meant with J-U. Jesus.
We'll see you next hour.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show. Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, absolutely refreshing!
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.